Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Say W-E-E-I is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on W-E-E-I.
Well, we said the streets were talking Fourier as we get into the lunchtime hour of Gresh and Fourier from Detroit for the NFL draft. And in all seriousness, I want you to think about something, okay? Who would have thought that in the year of our Lord, 2024, there would be such a turnaround in the NFL that we would be in a city for the draft, known for picking at the top of the draft a whole bunch over the course of their history and screwing it up a bunch too? And then we would be sitting here talking about how we were, you know, hearing the word on the street and stuff like that. It buzzing around, right? And here in Detroit, they signed wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown. According to Rap Sheet, it's a four-year deal worth $120 million. How have our fortunes changed in the last 2 to 2.5 years where Detroit would have killed to be New England? Now we're here in Detroit trying not to kill ourselves.
Yeah, it was funny that when we got here to set up, it was like, oh, how many drafts have you guys gone to? Zero.
None.
Zero. Why would we go? We don't pick. We wouldn't be having the Patriots wouldn't be having a pick till midnight based on how many, you know, based on where they ended the season. Either lose the Super Bowl, they win the Super Bowl. They're like the last pick in the draft.
Yeah, I was going to say, we would start coverage on Friday.
Maybe.
Bill would trade back, which everybody hated, which now they want to do.
Yeah, so now
617-779-7937.
So now we go to the draft and we don't go to the Super Bowl. Because, listen, we can go to the draft whenever we want to.
That is true.
Okay, but the Super Bowl, you kind of, you know, unless you're like, you
need
know.
You be invited.
Yeah, your team's got to be involved. You got to have a storyline of some kind. But, yeah. This is kind of where they're at. And to that point of Amon-Ra St. Brown, with all that money, it's another seismic shift, of just where the league is. And I know you don't like it because, you know, the running back position, it's so funny. The running back position used to be so coveted. It just isn't anymore. And now,
no, it is. It's just not coveted to give someone a big contract. If you have a high end player on a first round contract, you love that running back. As soon as you have to start to pay him real money, then you're like, yeah, I don't know.
The amount of receivers that are going to go in the first round this year is going to break some sort of record.
Well, I also think too that, again, this is another layer of the discussion that we need to have, is that market is just exploding. Because there are good to, I would say, average to good players that are getting above average contracts. And then you have guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown, who you can look at and say they're breaking the bank. So, again, if the number three pick is going to get a total contract of what? $30 million guaranteed, maybe $35 million guaranteed. And you have some wide receivers that are sitting there. And just drafting the right one adjusts your whole wide receiver room. If you're nervous about the quarterback and the wide receiver market is exploding, Why not lock in a guy projected to be a great one for 5 years at reasonable money?
Okay, so let's do this real quick because I think this
Well, it ties into this whole Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah,
and
it does, and it's
amazing
because, you know, Bill used to get so much heat for failing to draft wide receivers. Mm-hmm. And if I was to tell you that the wide receiver position has the lowest percentage of hits in the NFL if they're drafted in the first round, because there's this ESPN producer, Paul Hembo. What he did is he calculated the percentage of first-round picks that hit or missed. Now, based upon whether that player signed a second contract.
Mm-hmm.
For example, right, you just look at the last set of quarterbacks, the Zach Wilsons, the Justin Fields, the Mac Jones.
Four have been traded.
Okay, four of those guys have been traded, Trey Lance, and then you have Trevor Lawrence, who will probably get another deal. Daniel Jones signed another contract.
And of the 2021 first-round picks, almost 20% of those guys have been traded or moved on from the team that drafted
them already. So what he did is that he went back to the 20 drafts spanning 2000 to 2019, right? Because the guys after that, it's harder to know.
Well, the COVID year is probably a good line to stop at.
So the highest hit rate amongst positions coming out of the draft, first-round picks, is center.
Oh, really? The O-line stuff that doesn't matter to people.
11 hits, one miss, a 92% hit rate. Offensive tackle is next at 59%. So all your linemen, guard, 50%, right? 14 for 14, total of 28 total first-round picks. I'm amazed there's that many.
What's really amazing is if you take center out of it, the first-round hit rate overall, aside from position, I mean, you're at 40%, if not maybe even a tick lower.
Yeah, and at tackle, you had 64. So tackle.
38 were hits.
Yeah, so tackle was what the third? So you had edge rushers was number one with 104. So let's go to because quarterback out of 56 total drafted quarterbacks in the first round over 20 drafts spanning from 2000 to 2019, you have a hit rate of 46%. Now, hit rate again is a quarterback that is drafted in the first round that signs a second contract with the team that drafted him.
So in 20 years, there were only 26 hits at quarterback over 20 years in the first
round. And I would say there's another layer that you could dissect of those 26 hits.
I like it.
Okay. Daniel Jones, under these circumstances, is a hit.
Because of the franchise tag.
Okay. They're already talking about replacing him.
Yeah.
Okay. So Kyler Murray. Okay. Well, you know, he's a hit. They're not replacing him. They're gonna, you know, so I guess he's a hit.
They're going to live with him right now. They'll make him study, though. He's got 2 hours of mandatory study hall every night.
He's got a study hall.
Yeah, he's got a study hall.
His old freshman year study hall. So I do think there are some versions of this where I still think it's relatively high. I really think the real number is lower than 46%. I don't think it's 50%. Hey, I think it's less than 50%.
Here's what's interesting is that, and you look at some of these numbers, and by the way, wide receiver – the lowest hit rate over 20 drafts from 2000 to 2019, 77 wide receivers were drafted under the John and Rhode Island model, and 21 of them hit.
So
21
to me,
in 20 that is, years.
It's so 27% hit rate, which I guess when you look back on the criticism that Bill was getting, you kind of go, listen, it's technically harder to pick a wide receiver than it is a quarterback.
I think what it
based
showed,
on this model.
Yeah, and I think what it also showed is that the league struggles with it. I mean, if we're talking a 27% hit rate over 20 years on first-round wide receivers, that's more than just Bill. That's everybody else.
No, I mean, that's my point.
No, but to the whole, that's why I'm really betwixt and between. Because I look at two guys in this draft, in Neighbors and Marvin Harrison Jr., and to me, those are dudes that are going to go in the hit column. And if you're at 27% over 20 years, and you think the guy is right there, and like you said, quarterback, you know, what do the numbers say? 56 of 26, so 46% on the old hit rate. But what gets people fired quicker? missing on a wide receiver or missing on a quarterback?
Well, of course it's the quarterback.
Right.
But I would even say now I don't even think that happens. The whole the two franchises that have missed, okay, well, I guess like in Chicago didn't who was it running that Ryan
no the GM ended up getting fired in Chicago, but to your point,
no, but Joe, the Jets, Joe Douglas
is still Joe Doug, well, because they went and got Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that was a talk about a fix-all.
But he screwed up. Oh, yeah, he tried to save his ass, and we still don't know.
Well, and that's the thing. So you still have Douglas. San Francisco didn't do anything, and they screwed the pooch on Trey Lance. Just moving on from Bill, but, Mac was a part of it. Again, apparently Bill is just a big meanie, and, people get in their feels.
And here's the other thing. Out of this chart, so edge rushers have the most picks in the first round over that 20 draft span. Mm. Wide receiver is second, which is interesting to me because and then the tight end position is last at only 24, and they have a low hit rate also.
I know that I've given up because I know New England is going quarterback. They have since January. However, and this is a good point. Somebody on Twitter said there's no way now Brandon Ayuk or C.D. Lamb or Justin Jefferson with this Amon-Ra St. Brown deal, there's no way they don't sign for anything less than $30 million a year. $30 million a year for wide receivers. That's kind of the money that is thrown around for quarterbacks, right? So if the market, and by the way, this guy mentions deals to come, T. Higgins, C.D. Lamb, Justin Jefferson, Brandon Ayuk, guys like that, right? So if all those guys are going to break the bank, Patriots are never going to either trade for one. You're not giving up a first-round pick and then handing a guy $35 million. This is why you have to go back and consider taking one of these wide receivers at number three.
Yeah.
It makes fiscal sense first and foremost, I tried to say.
Yeah, no, and it is interesting because we spent so much time focusing on the quarterbacks and how difficult it is to determine whether or not one of these guys is going to be good. It's actually more likely that you miss on a wide receiver than you do a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So look how many they just keep taking them and taking them. 77 total. Okay, now the edge rusher is at 44%, which to me is like, if you really look at it, depending on the situation, you're probably closer to 50%.
And you might be able to parse through that if you dug in a little bit too. Who are the real defensive ends that are edge guys, and who are the real Matt Judons, where they're half outside linebacker as well? I just keep coming back to, I get it that the quarterback is hard. I get it that the Patriots need one long term. There are other people there to fill massive positions of need. And think about the way they built this. If they drafted a wide receiver at number three, you could then argue, if you get a left tackle, you could then argue you're in the Houston spot. Your offense is made and ready. Here it is. Here's Marvin Harrison. Here's Osborne as the number two. Here's multiple guys that can play in the slot at wide receiver. We got a decent group of tight ends, really a good group of tight ends. Hunter Henry would have been the best tight end on the market. So that's the thing. Do you have to force the quarterback at three, or if you draft one guy and then get a tackle, now you're set to be able to go in any direction you want at quarterback? And I think that's a part of this we haven't talked about, is that if you get it right and you have that wide receiver – who you think can be a $35 million a year player, but isn't making $35 million a year, haven't you then set yourself up to where you're not beholden to drafting a quarterback then? And you've actually opened up your world versus, well, we're in this spot, and by God, we got to go get one. And the money is going through the roof at wide receiver? I don't know.
But with that being said, he'd go get that wide receiver. Your odds of being successful are lower than any other position on the roster. On a roster, you're still at the lowest percent hit rate, which is – now I would say this rate is just going to continue to lower, not because the guy is bad, but the market is so ridiculously high. If your wide receiver has the ability – to be the highest paid player on your team, especially if you have a franchise quarterback, that's not going to work. Like the Dallas Cowboys are going to have issues with Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. Like how many can three people take up 75% of your salary?
No, but do you think that Minnesota is willingly choosing Justin Jefferson over every quarterback out there?
What they showed is that they couldn't be priced out paying. I think they wanted what's-his-face to leave.
Cousins
to leave, knowing that Jefferson was more important, and they could bring in a lower-priced quarterback, at least for now. And then by the time that quarterback is mature, Jefferson will be gone.
And I would also argue for some of these in terms of the hits. Like, I would love to dive in a little more into, you know, was it number one picks that were being blown? Like, I remember Charles Rogers. Everybody in this city remembers him and stuff like that. Matt Millen was famous for having a couple of chunkers at the top of the draft in terms of wide receiver. However, how many times have teams been in a spot to have a guy like a Marvin Harrison? And how many guys have profiled coming into the league like a Marvin Harrison, where they also have the one other thing that NFL teams do covet? And if we get our GM friend tomorrow, I do want to ask him about this, the whole bloodlines. Because that's got to factor for something, doesn't it?
Well, it matters. I know it matters in college. and then you see, well, you hope it translates to the pros.
I just teed you up to pump yourself up and your family up and be better believe those bloodlines matter.
No, I'd say they were important. You know what else is more important? You know what else is probably what I would say is more important than bloodlines?
What's that?
Well, it'd be a combination. My dad is a coach. My dad is a high school coach. My dad was like, you know, so they think that if your dad is like a high school successful coach, they go, oh, he was coached by a great guy. He knows what to expect. He understands, you know, this. He understands that.
He grew up in the environment.
Yes, he grew up in the – which is more important, I think, than bloodlines. And if you can merge them
– So if Danny Hurley – so if a Hurley family member was a great basketball player or whatever, or a good basketball player – you could put some weight into that. That oh, he comes.
He would pass somebody else up because he's already a finished product. He's not, you know, the glitz and the glam. He's real functional, right? He knows how to do the little things, right? He's mastered the art of doing the right thing.
So I guess what we learned is that draft O-lineman in the first round.
I guess if you draft
a
center,
you're safe.
You better be right. Like, if you're drafting a center, like, it's out of 12, 11 were hits.
I would love to look at the 11 hits and how many of them were truly great players. Did Big Poppy have a kid?
I told you. He had a kid. Yeah. He's in my world now. But I'm not going back into the infant stage. Not a chance in hell.
Well, he's got a ton of dough, so he can get away.
And I'm still working. I got to build that nest egg.
Christian, I thought you were $70 million.
That's true. I'm sitting beside a $70 million man.
You know what? I got dinner tonight.
Hey, I was just going to say.
No, I'm taking that back now. There will be no bets on dinner tonight.
You have $70 million, according to Celebrity Net Worth. If you woke up with my $11 million, you'd jump off a bridge.
I'd still do it, yeah.
Oh, my God. Andy Hart at WEEI.com will join us to talk about everything draft.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Do all of the wild opinions on Drake May freak you out?
It seems like he gets picked on more than others. I will say that.
Well, I think there is Caleb Williams who is, he was kind of rubber stamped to be the number one pick anyway. And it's almost like, oh, that's a Chicago problem if they screw it up. You know what I mean? They're the only ones who would have access to him. So I don't think a lot of people are like, let me go break him down. But you don't hear the kind of wild swings of opinion when it comes to Jaden Daniels. But you hear it with Drake May. Joining us now is our friend Andy Hart of WEEI.com and the Six Rings podcast and the Six Rings postgame show. And, well, if there's six rings, I'm sure Hart is a part of it. And by the way, no Hart on Twitch today, so I know some of the Twitchers were already taking bets as to whether it was Brown or Clemson on the visor. But we're phoning it with Hart today. And, Hart, let me hit you with a question I just said to Fourier. We got Merrill Hodge coming on at 1:30. Fourier had the story on the whole. He said, this is the guy that can get you fired. We talked to Ross Tucker earlier. He told us all the people had joined him. Everybody's all over the place on Drake May. Do the wild evaluations of May freak you out? Whereas it seems like everybody's kind of uniform when it comes to the top two picks.
Not really. Because quite honestly, if you're taking a quarterback in the top 10 of the draft, there's a chance you're getting fired. There's a chance you should be freaking out. There's a chance you should be having a panic or an anxiety attack. That's just the reality. Now, I don't think it's as bad as some people believe. You know, we did an exercise on Six Rings where we did the last 20 years of first round quarterbacks and just sort of reactionary bust, hit, bust. And I actually think there's less busts than people believe. I think it's almost a 50-50 proposition. But I think the thing with Drake May is, one thing, he doesn't have a Heisman Trophy, right? Like, he doesn't have a validating piece of hardware next to him where someone can say, well, gosh darn it, he was the best player in college football for a year. So there's no better way to prep to be the best player or one of the best players in the NFL than be the best player in college football. Drake May was never the best player in college football. Now, does that mean anything? Do you have to be the best player in college football to be an NFL star? Absolutely not. The fields of Pro Bowls and all pro teams are littered with guys who were not the best in college football and vice versa. You know, there's a lot of great Tim Tebow. Is he the greatest college football player of all time? Maybe. Is he one of the worst NFL quarterbacks of all time? Maybe. So that's the reality of the jump from college to the NFL and the reality of the difficult nature of picking, developing, hell, just being a franchise quarterback. It's one of the great scratch-off tickets of all time or unknowns.
Yeah, but, you know, with that, he was the ACC Player of the Year in 2022. Mm-hmm. So he has a really good year, his true sophomore year, comes back, because he has to, and to play his true junior year, and he just – and this is where everybody, like, just, you know, says, oh, this is erratic, this isn't good, this isn't bad. I will tell you what my comp for him has been. It's been similar. It's been Josh Allen, based on where he was, like, his last year when all his receivers left, his offensive line left, and he was just out of control. Everyone was saying the same thing about Josh Allen, but the year before his last year, they were praising him just like they were Drake May in 2022.
Absolutely. You know, from day one, when I started doing my work in, like, December, I was like, this looks like Josh Allen. Maybe not quite the heights of all Josh Allen's abilities. He might be a half a step down from all of them.
Nice value brand, me, Josh Allen. There we go.
And some of those are really good, by the way, if you ever try those. Sometimes they're better than the actual brand names, but that's a different topic for a different day.
That's true.
And Josh Allen, you know, is a great quarterback in the NFL who's won nothing. There's still mixed opinions on Josh Allen. Like, the window is closed. He hasn't won anything. He doesn't get you over the top. But Drake May, the fact that he went through what you talked about, sort of the challenges, for me, is a positive. It showed he could work through adversity. It showed what could happen when maybe he had a good cast and a good scheme and a good coach around him. Maybe what could happen when he doesn't, the ups, the downs, because we lived it with Mac Jones, the ups and the downs. And this idea that, okay, everything went great, so now we're rolling up. Oh, wheels fell off. I'm a puddle of goo. And I think some of those experiences are a good thing. Hell, Tom Brady might be the classic example, right, of the way he was sort of hardened over time at Michigan because of Drew Henson and everything he went through there and then, you know, working his way up. So, you know, all of these aspects, I feel like, you know, are the typical beauty is in the eye of the beholder. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Like, oh, I don't like that. Well, somebody goes, oh, I do. Oh, J.J. McCarthy's a great winner. Yeah. When he's surrounded by the greatest of everything at Michigan, what's he going to be if you took away, if he had stayed and you took away the best O-line in the country, the best running game, the best coach, and the best defense, you think J.J. McCarthy would have had a step back this year? Because I sure as heck do. But we didn't get to see that timing-wise in the way everything evolved for his career. So I actually like when guys go through adversity and show some of what the downs might be. And then I would say this. It's on Alex Van Pelt to take a Josh Allen talent and get the best out of him, to create a situation where Drake May, and I love how we're talking about this, like Drake May is already the Patriots quarterback, but to take Drake May and make him good, get the upside value, don't get the downside value.
Andy Hart at WEEI.com here with Gresh and Fourier. We are in Detroit. Hart will be a part of the Rich Keefe draft party tomorrow night as it's all going on, and Fourier and I will be dropping in on that once in a while as well. Hart, Amon-Ra St. Brown got a four-year, $120 million contract, according to Rap Sheet. So it feels like one of two things are going to happen here in New England. We're going to live in the mid-level wide receiver group forever, or they're going to go spend $35 million a year on one, and once you stop laughing, you realize the only other way to get out of that mid-level morass, let's call it, is to draft one where there are two sitting there at number three. Does the Amon-Ra Brown Saint contract change the money structure that it causes the Patriots to at least have a conversation today about maybe taking a wide receiver at number three?
I don't think so. It's a separate conversation, and certainly conversations are going to have to be had in a lot of buildings about wide receivers. I think they're having it in Dallas right now, where you heard Jerry Jones say, we want to keep Dak Prescott, but to keep Dak Prescott, there's going to be less around him. That's just the way it works. And oh, by the way, you get CeeDee Lamb looking for a boatload of money. And I think more and more teams are going to have to deal with this idea, deal with what the Chiefs did, deal with what the Bills did. We have a franchise quarterback. That's the most important thing. That's the hardest thing to find. You overpay for that. And then when the receiver position comes, you get a decision to make. How much do you pay him? Because they're tagged together, right? They're sort of tied together. They've been elevating at the same rate over the years. And it's now like, well, $50 million is the going rate for a quarterback, and then 30-something million is going to be the going rate for a wide receiver, and it's going to go to 60 and 40 and 80 and 50 as the cap continues to go up, whatever the hell it may be moving forward. But I would say the difference is you find more receivers. I'm on St. Brown, mid-round pick, right? Day three pick. Puka Nacua last year, day three pick. All these second round picks, these guys that are getting, like, there's a lot of receivers that are found deeper in the draft where you can get 4 years of really, really, or 3 years and then maybe a negotiation of really, really good value. So I actually think this is more of a reason to take the quarterback, because the wide receiver market is where you have to make smart decisions, good decisions, and how you're going to manipulate that. I actually think this is more reason to hashtag take Drake.
Yeah. So just to your point, so the three highest paid receivers in the NFL, a fourth rounder, a third rounder, and a fifth. Go figure.
With right? Justin Jefferson on the way. And all those other guys will set the table for Jefferson to probably have a chance to break $40 million a year, maybe.
Maybe. And he might be worth it. He might be the best. And Ja'Marr Chase is coming along, and every year there's more and more of these guys, and the rising tide is lifting all boats. But I do think, just in general, I'm not saying, like, I believe that Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to have a great NFL career. I think I would pencil him in. I've said it for like 10,000 yards. Like, I think he's that good in his role. But the question is, compared to all your other sort of the mosaic, that term that Bill Belichick liked to use, that mosaic, and you're piecing your team together, the wide receiver, I feel like you got a pile of those pieces around the football world. You just got to pick that right piece for your mosaic. The quarterback one, that's a lot harder to fill that void in your mosaic. So, but these are the decisions that, you know, these are the decisions that get people fired, right? Look at the Tennessee Titans. I'm pretty sure there's two guys out of a job in Tennessee, basically because they traded A.J. Brown, right? Like, there was other stuff that happened there, but that was kind of what led to the downfall of Robinson and Mike Vrabel, is a bad decision at the wide receiver position because they thought they could do the Vikings. Oh, we'll trade our guy and just draft another. It didn't work out. The Bills are doing it. We'll trade our guy and we draft another. How's that going to work out for you? I don't know. Now, the difference is the Bills have the quarterback, and I think that makes life and bridging and all those things. They're not quite in Chiefs land, but they're, you know, sitting pretty with Josh Allen because they have him. So, again, I think all of this, all of these decisions are the second tier down decisions. The first tier up is get the quarterback any way you can, keep him any way you can, pay him any way you can, and then everything else is negotiable.
Does Jonathan Kraft announce his number three overall pick tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think that is one of the great. And even, did you guys read Russini kind of walk that back with her latest post on The Athletic? That, you know, he's asking a lot of questions. Yeah, no crap. It's his team under new management. If he weren't asking questions, I think he's asleep at the wheel. He's an absentee owner.
Oh,
this
God.
Is the dumbest story I've ever heard. Jonathan Kraft is doing what he should do as an owner, and that's check in on the people that are making decisions that are billion-dollar decisions for a billion-dollar franchise.
Well, I'm glad he's not scared enough to do that anymore.
Well, I mean, I think they asked questions over the years, but less and less, right? And guess what? You know who will get less and less questions? Hey, Elliot Wolf, if you go out and nail this number three overall pick and then nail the 34th pick, you'll get less questions next year. And then if you nail next year's first round pick, they might stop asking questions altogether and say, in Elliot, we trust. But for right now, ask a lot of questions. Figure out what you're thinking, what you're doing. How are you collaborating? Who, what, where, how, all of that. Ask all those questions. But this idea that, you know, Jonathan has the stopwatch out and Jonathan's running the numbers and Jonathan's making the pick, I haven't heard anything that indicates it to me. It's the exact opposite. He's letting people do football things and asking questions.
Okay, so last time we'll speak to you before the draft, which is tomorrow night. I know you guys will be on air all night. Who do they pick? Is it just real simple?
Oh, God.
Just say, well, now you're on record officially. No more mock drafts.
It's already in.
It will be Drake May. I think they did what we all did, that I started this. I said there's three franchise quarterbacks potentially available in this draft. Take the one that falls to you at three. You're lucky enough to be in that mix. And it looks like Drake May is the one that's going to fall to you, which to me is perfect for them because you're getting the second best option. I think Jaden Daniels is actually the third best option, but I think they draft Drake May. I think Alex Van Pelt's going to love Drake May, and hopefully we still love Drake May in a few years. But for tonight, everybody in Patriot Nation should be hopeful. Tomorrow night. You should feel good about having a potential franchise quarterback. Enjoy it while you can.
Hey. Mm. Sounds like on a merry-go-round. Same thing you said 3 years ago.
Enjoy it while you can, because you know it's going to blow suck
don't
the
even,
life out of it
don't
now.
Don't even think of comparing Drake May and Mac Jones. They're
why?
Not in the same world.
Well, why
not?
The same how do you know?
One is the most physically all-around gifted quarterbacks that's come. Drake May is in like a,
you have no. Listen, you can't even see straight. Listen, you may be right, but right now you have no clue what Drake May is going to turn into.
No.
You have no clue.
I knew what he. I didn't say I know what he's going
to
turn into.
No, heart's about to shine himself. There you go.
Physically gifted.
There it is
again.
Right
again.
Those are two very different things.
You're just listen.
Physically,
hold on. Comparing Mac
physically,
Jones,
physically,
Drake May, you've never seen him play.
Physically gifted is what you sell when you don't know if they can play, because it's the best
I know
you can come
play.
Up with.
I don't know if he can play.
He's
in
got
the NFL.
Good bloodlines. His dad was a coach. His mom played track in college. Ran track in college.
Played
they're
track.
They're all D1 athletes.
Winner. Mac Jones has a low high floor. Mac Jones. his specialty is diagnosing and blah, blah, blah. It's all BS. It's all BS.
So if I bench press 225 20 times, I'm physically gifted. If
and,
I can,
and hopefully,
no, if you're 6 foot four, weigh 240 pounds, can throw the ball on a
what's
rope.
Your, what's your BMI
on the run?
Oh, I've seen 100 people throw the ball on a rope when they're 6'4".
We haven't seen Mac Jones do it because he was never 6'4" and he never threw it on a rope. So the guy you just compared him to, you never saw that happen.
I actually thought he had a decent arm.
Hopefully,
sometimes throwing it too hard is a problem.
Well, hopefully this quarterback won't go from Alex Van Pelt to DeMarcus Covington next year, and we'll leave it at that. Andy Hart of WEEI.com. What was that?
Throw it in a shot.
Now, let's not break this one.
That's true. Handle with care.
There you go. All right, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, I'm sure. It's what is it? You? It's Keith. Who else is in on the Rich Keith draft
Cast
party?
Cast of thousands. Everybody. We bring all. We're men of the people.
So you had to welcome everybody because Shime wouldn't say no. So I get it. I understand. You don't want to break his heart. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you. There goes our guy, Andy Hart of WEEI.com at Jumbo Hart on Twitter and Instagram. Give him a follow.
Well, I didn't put the T's in for this one, but if you are sick of being screwed over by airlines, their time has come. And after this, we're going after the cell phone companies. Big deal, no big deal is next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
All right, big deal, no big deal. So, Gresh, before we get to what's going on with Reggie Bush, let me throw this one out there for you. Okay, so there's a couple industries where I feel like screw over their customers more than any other industry.
Oh, boy. Are we going down the road of ticket brokers?
Oh, well, ticket brokers is one I didn't think of. The other one is the cell phone companies. Used to really – they can hold you hostage. Drive-thrus, any drive-thru that you've ever been through in your life, you get your food, you don't check it. By the time you drive away, you're like, what the hell? I forgot all my food. DoorDash is kind of like that now. Sometimes they bring your food. They don't give you – they leave something out. You're left calling back. But the one industry that I'm so happy to hear this new ruling – is the airline industry.
What, you got an issue with Big Air?
I do have a massive problem with Big Air with a lot of things. Okay, one would be the exit row. It used to be free. If you got there early, you could ask for the exit row.
Well, that
they didn't charge you $50.
That is an airline
deal. The other thing is they used to have this standing rule where if your flight was canceled, they would blame it on Mother Nature and you wouldn't be able to get your money back, or they would make it really hard for you to get your money back. Not anymore.
Oh, boy.
This is a Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg.
Yes. Mayor of a small town, ladies and gentlemen, to the Secretary of Transportation.
Okay, now hear this new announcement.
That's quite a rise.
And then we will find out if this is a big deal or not.
Yeah, we're really excited. We are coming out with a new rule that defines and lifts the standard for people getting their money back from airlines when the airline lets them down. One thing that's especially important about this is that you will automatically get a refund when you're entitled to one. The way it works right now is that even if you are technically owed a refund, the burden is on you to go out and get it.
That's the fun part.
Hold on. Oh, no. Okay, so basically,
you dog cuss somebody.
So now they're going to have to automatically refund you when your flight is canceled or delayed, 3 hours domestic, we could be dealing with this, 6 hours internationally, or your bag is lost. Refunds within 7 business days. Big deal, no big deal.
It's a big deal.
I can't believe you're thinking about this.
Well, because I have very little faith that this will actually happen.
Why? What do you mean?
Well,
he said it with so much energy and so much enthusiasm. You don't believe him? This is going to happen.
You know how we looked earlier at first-round hit rates? I feel like the governmental hit rate is not what it should be right now. It is a very big deal, and I hope it happens.
Hit rate.
But
good
I'm just
point.
Saying that, yep. you know, had a lot of whiffs out there.
Is this just a suggestion to things like this is going to happen?
Look in our state, the Tibbetts Nut or whatever the hell it is, being like, oh, yeah, you got money, we're coming after you for tolls. It's like, oh, my God.
So I don't know if you've ever had to fight to get your money back.
I'm going to offset my truck charge by canceling airline flight.
Okay, so just listen to this. Here's a couple customers that booked tickets, flight got canceled for whatever reason, lost the bag, and hear what they went through in order to get their money back.
American Airlines is refusing to give me my money back. I've called four times now, talked to two supervisors, sent six emails.
The wait was over 5 hours. I booked my own flight, thinking, surely they will refund me for this. Oh no, they're saying I did not give them the opportunity to reaccommodate me.
See, okay.
Oh, they tried that bull crap with me. There was one time we were leaving on JetBlue, and we were like, nope, we got to get back, and we just booked it over, and I called one of their people, and they were trying to give me the runaround, and I was like, well, ma'am, when did that flight take off? And she was like, da-da-da, and I said, how long did you say the flight was to rebook? And the lady goes, oh, yeah, we'll just get you a refund. Because I boxed her in. She was a dum-dum. I was like, it was a five-hour line. The flight took off 4 hours. I could have got rebooked on it.
It is amazing because you booked the ticket, and then, okay, listen, you can get a refund, but the burden's on you. So say, okay, I'll take the time, and I'll research it, and I'll call. Like, I have time. I have some time to burn right now. But they make it so difficult for you to get anybody on the phone, get anybody who can actually give you the answer. Or they just put you in a queue and they say, okay, you will be, someone will call you back, leave your name and number, and then they call you back at 1 a.m. in the morning.
No,
you didn't answer. My bad. You can't have your money back.
Yeah, no. Can we?
This is perfect.
There was a child in this room earlier who's now
gone. Left. We ran him out of here.
Can we please do the Megan Thee Stallion story?
Please? Oh, I didn't even look at them because I thought you wanted to do the Reggie Bush one.
Oh, no. We can get to Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back. Yeah, great. Former reinstatement. They're a bunch of liars, da-da-da.
Okay.
This Megan Thee Stallion
story. You know
story,
it, then you run it because I have it up here if you want me to do it.
Here's all we need to know. Here is the headline. Megan Thee Stallion's former cameraman is suing her for allegedly sleeping with another woman in front of him. Big deal, no big deal.
I
didn't read
this. This one's hard to answer.
What?
This one's hard to answer. Okay, so her former cameraman is suing her allegedly sleeping with another woman in front of him.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the cameraman doing in the bedroom? Was this a former lover? Was this a guy supposed to be filming stuff anyways? Was she doing like a documentary, and he's like, she was, and then suddenly the cameraman felt uncomfortable with the whole act of sex even though he wasn't alerted to it?
Okay, the guy is 29 years old, suing for harassment. As of how this guy Emilio Garcia says he was harassed, he claims Megan Thee Stallion had sex with another woman while he was in the car with the pair. According to the suit, the incident that allegedly occurred in Ibiza in June 2022 saw the rapper, real name Megan Jovan Ruth Pete, I'm not kidding, that's what's written here, having sex with a woman right beside Garcia after a night out.
Okay, so this is a big deal. You want to know it's a big deal?
Why?
It's a money grab. It's a shakedown.
Oh, okay.
If he really was upset with it and uncomfortable with it, he would have asked to get out of the car, or would he told her to stop? But no, he was probably fine with it. Probably thinking, wow, this is going to be an unbelievable story. But now he can sue her. Yeah, he can sue her for harassment. I'm scarred. She was having sex with another woman. It's a shakedown.
In a car? How much are you
in Ibiza? It's like part of, like, they say that when you enter.
What's that song? Isn't there the song?
Something about Ibiza.
I did it in Ibiza.
I took a pill in Ibiza.
There you go. To show someone I was cool or something like that. So, yeah.
Because that's what they do out there.
It's a party scene down there. But, I mean, if they're in a car, I would not envision that the traditional ways of making the sex.
I have a vision of it right now.
I know,
fabulous.
And I do too. But I don't know if it can be like full blown.
You know what? Like, so I used to, when I was in Seattle, my old landlord, I had this apartment. My old landlord was Hugh Hefner's crazy story. I never told you this. Was Hugh Hefner's old driver?
Go on.
He was, and he drove for Hugh Hefner for like 30 years.
Oh, okay? My God.
And I used to see him because he was angry at me because I let my dog urinate on the grass and the grass was turning, killing the grass. So, but we were buddies, but he never told me anything. Now, this guy had nothing to lose. He wasn't in contact with the Playboy Mansion, didn't talk to Hugh Hefner at all, but his mouth and his lips were sealed. You could trust the guys back then.
You know what?
And now you tell me how much sex Hugh Hefner had and his limo when this guy was driving it?
Well, you know.
Six degrees of Fourier. There's another one.
Well, Matthew, you know, there's some. I'm going to take some things to the grave.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah. That's our guy.
There you go. There it is. So that is big deal, no big deal. Sorry, that Megan Thee Stallion
story. No, it was a good one.
Reggie Bush gets his Heisman back. Great. Good for him. He won it 20 years ago.
You know what else, though? Crazy, it brought me back, and I had forgotten about this guy being Hugh Hefner's limousine driver for 30 years. 30 years, and then he was a landlord of some apartment complex.
Yeah, but that's a stretch job, isn't it? Like, he's got
what
the
do you
window.
Mean?
Meaning that he's driving him around in a
the
stretch
old school
limo.
Stretch where the divider would come up.
Bingo.
And there's no. Yeah, true.
So he could protect
him. But I'm sure he did see some things. I'm sure,
Hugh
was probably like, hey, Matt, can you open the door for me? And don't say anything about this. And I know she's passed out and she's only got half her clothes off.
And
her.
He
don't
wasn't.
Don't tell anybody.
And that driver wasn't even around for the whole.
The second wave of Hugh?
Yeah, for Kendra.
No,
and,
he wasn't there for that.
Oh.
Holly Madison.
Yeah, Holly Madison is now with like Chris Angel. Or something, and that the girl Bridget Marquardt.
Yeah,
believe it or not, when I was working in Satellite Land, she came in for an interview. I couldn't believe how awesome she was.
Which one was that?
Bridget was the one,
the
not the other
one?
Two. Oh, no, the athletic one was Kendra.
Oh yeah, the kind of doughy little soft.
Kendra Wilkinson married the football player.
Yes.
And
then he hooked up with
the one that you mentioned was, I think, with like Chris Angel or whatever. But one, Bridget, she was kind of like the. It's like she's.
She
like
was
the
least desirable.
It's like the third tenor.
Yeah.
I'll tell
she
you
was,
what, though.
She was basically. She was like. I think Holly Madison was Beyonce.
I think she was the smartest one though. Because like you had a real conversation with her, and you're like, oh my god, this is
you're
like
hot,
this isn't a soulless
and you're
person.
Smart.
Yeah, you would think if you're like.
You don't have soulless eyes because you have to have sex with Hugh Hefner.
There you 90. Go. Yeah. We'll leave it at that. All right, there you go.
There's Merrill Hodge, 130.
Big deal, no big deal. Merrill Hodge at 130. The latest NFL notes. Red Sox are in Cleveland. Celtics tonight. Bruins tonight. We got details on the Bruins lineup as well. Next final hour on this Wednesday of Aggression for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.